You're listening to Grassroots, www.innovationstudios.com. I'm Marcus, and this is the 51st episode, but I'm going to do the 50th episode stuff today, because last week I was stuck somewhere and didn't have all my paperwork with me. Today, I'm in the studio, and it is absolutely persistently raining out there. It is lousy. And let's move my microphone up a little bit, because you can get a bad back leaning forward like that. Not that you can see it, but let me tell you, you can get a bad back. So here we are, the 51st episode, and I have a list of stuff that I need to get through today. But I do have a special question from Gaz. How are you, son? And he said, if you could go back and do one show again, what would it be? And we talked about it for a while. There's a few. I'd like to go back. There's plenty of shows I'd like to go back and play better than I did at the time. But I narrowed it down to about two or three. And I think probably we played a Butlins, and it was massive with E17 and Vanilla Ice, which was a really, really great gig. And we were in the middle there, and a place we couldn't get another person there with a shoehorn. It was absolutely rammed. And that was with the Oasis tribute. That was a great night. But I think probably the first time we played the Cavern, when we'd sold it out, and it was just manic. Also, there was an O'Neill's with Walter Wall in Leytonstone, probably 20 years ago now, where they were literally, I think they had a capacity of about 300, and there was a big, I don't know what it was, big celebration of something, and they must have had 400 in there. I mean, there were people on each other's shoulders. There were people it was just unbelievable. And we didn't get any trouble at all. We were great, you know. But we did play the Cavern once, and something had happened with the front, in the front area. Either the artist hadn't turned up or there was something going on. And we had the sound guy come through from there, as well as the guy that we normally had. Now, we normally had Rick at the Cavern, but on this occasion we had Rick and we had John. And John kind of brought a few extra bits in, and we had extra monitors at the front, and literally had like two sound men, two top quality sound men. And it absolutely knocked your block off. It was just an unbelievable feeling. And we played well as well. Sometimes the adrenaline gets the better of you, and you don't always, you know, stay as solid as you should be. It's still a great show, but, you know, musically solid. But we just got everything right that night. And that's one that you'd want to roll up and take with you. Because it was a monster. So I narrowed it down for that. Thanks for your question, Gaz. Thanks for listening, mate. Now, let's get to the main thing here for the 50th or the 51st episode. 50 essential things that grassroots musicians should have, okay? Or at least should have with them. So I've had a lot of fun with this, okay? So bear with me if there's any others. I've had a few people suggesting a few things as well, which was quite fun as well. But a couple of little things that, in my opinion, I think you should have. So the first one is take a metal fork with you. All right, because chances are you're going to come out of the gig, you're going to want a kebab. They've only got those bloody useless plastic forks. And it's either that or you get it all down you. So take a metal fork with you to eat your kebab at 2 o'clock in the morning. Okay, that's the first one. Also, take a bin bag, because it can be a bit of a jungle in the back of the van in there with the lads. Take a bin bag with you, otherwise you're going to find cans and half-eaten kebabs with plastic forks stuck in them down the side of your car, or in your glove compartment or stuff like that. Take a bin bag, because a bin bag will definitely sort the men from the boys, all right? Make sure, because I'm telling you, you come out of there, you've got empty bottles of water, you've got cans, you've got a group of lads together in a van, or a group of people together in a car. It's going to get messy. So take a bin bag. Another one is jump leads. make sure you got jump leads, okay? Because chances are you get to the gig, sometimes you're in a bit of a rush, leave your lights on coming out there at the end of the night. Oh, you can't get home. So make sure you got jump leads. Just in case all the lads in the back can't push the van fast enough to get it starting again. So that's another one there. Okay, hands free. Make sure you got hands free or you've got a parrot or something like that. You're driving long distances, but sometimes you need to be able to take calls or send messages to home or get messages from home. Make sure there's a way of doing it and doing it safely. Okay, that's very, very important. Another thing that you must have, whether you're playing music in the breaks or whether you're using your phones or your electrical stuff to play your backing tracks, flight mode. Make sure your phone is on flight mode, all right, because you don't want to be halfway through Mustang Sally and your mum calls you and you're really embarrassing A-Team theme tune ringtone starts ringing. You know, you don't want to be playing the dog and duck and all of a sudden everyone's looking for B.A. Baracus and the lads to pull up outside in the van. Make sure you've got that, because otherwise flight mode, without flight mode, it's happened to me. Happened to me before. Suddenly your ringtone kicks in halfway through a song. Make sure that you are either wearing or have access to a watch. You'll need to keep an eye on your times. You don't want to be overrunning. You want to know that your timings are good. The amount of times that we've set up somewhere, looked around, and there's no clock on the wall, or the clock on the wall is wrong. Have a watch, whether it's on your phone that's on flight mode, whether it's on your wrist, or whether it's just stood on top of the PA. But make sure you have that. All right. Antifreeze. Make sure you got antifreeze in your car or de-icer. You're coming out of there late at night. You want to get home. One of the lads is going to suggest go and get some hot water and pour it on your windscreen. Do not do that. It's going to crack your windscreen. De-icer. Turn your heater on. De-icer. And then make sure you've got antifreeze in your engines as well, because otherwise you're going to break down and nobody wants to be pushing the van when you're freezing cold. Also, you need to make sure you got blankets. Now, when we're all friends and we're snuggled up in the back, it ain't the end of the world if you want to put a blanket around you. Get warm, keep warm. Take a blanket. Make sure you've got a blanket with you. All right. Sometimes the blanket's handy for covering up the gear as well. You know, if your car's got to stand there for a few hours or your van's got to stand for a few hours, it doesn't do much, but just lay a quilt over your equipment. Apart from anything else, yes, it hides it a little bit, but it just keeps everything a little bit warmer. Make sure you've got some plain A4 paper and a marker for writing your set lists. All right, because otherwise you end up going on stage literally with a galaxy wrapper with a set list written on it. Yes, we've done that. Oasis did that. And we were paid £1,200, which was good money at that time, probably 15 years ago. £1,200 between the five of us to go and do a gig where we played the show with the set list written on a galaxy wrapper because nobody had any A4. I mean, I don't even want to start with how bad that is. It had nothing to do with me. All right, nothing to do with me. Make sure you've got access to the Grassroots podcast, whether it's on your Spotify or your Amazon podcast or Google. Get access to the Grassroots podcast, okay? And here's how you can do it. Need help setting up your own home studio? Why not book a consultation online? Here at Innovation Studios, we can help and advise on the best equipment for you, your ideas, your budget, and your space. Maybe even book a home visit. We can help you set up, install, and use your software, offering a recording workshop in your very own studio in your very own home, going through techniques and offering advice and guidance to get you up and running. Go to www.innovationstudios.com for further information. All right. Other things that you need to have in your essential gig bag: screwdriver and a toolbox or a toolbox set. You need to have things like that, because you're going to have loose things that happen. You sometimes have broken mic clips or broken stuff like that. And you're going to need to have a screwdriver. You might have a loose screw. Usually there's one or two in the band. But that's always handy if you've got that. Also, have some mic clips. Have some spare mic clips that screw on the top of the microphone, because they're always breaking when you're throwing stuff in and out of the van or the car. Just chucking stuff in, they get caught, they break. Get some mic clips, basically some spare ones, okay? Here's a good one. Print the directions or have a spare sat-nav, because if your phone dies and you're on your way somewhere, make sure you got the directions printed off. When you use Google Maps, you can say print directions off. Now, obviously, you've got to be careful when you're driving with that. If you've got somebody with you, they can read it. But try and print the directions off if you can, because if your phone dies on the way, and you may only have an MP3 as a backup, or you know, your phone might be your only thing. We rely so heavily on our phones these days that sometimes it's just important to have either a spare sat nav that you can plug in that'll get you out of trouble, or print the directions off so that somebody can at least guide you in. Because I promise you, that's important. Okay, another one: Febreze or air freshener. You're wearing these shirts sometimes, and you might be wearing it the next night. You might be away for the weekend. You've only taken one shirt. Have a bit of Febreze. Get somebody to take some of that. Give it a bit of a spray and hang it up for an airing. Also, air conditioner. Like I said, your van's going to stink of half-eaten kebabs and stuff like that. Give it a bit of a spray at the end of the night, because otherwise those lads in the back, it's a jungle in there, I promise you. No names mentioned at all, but Have some black tape, masking tape as well, just in case your screwdrivers ain't working and you've got to tape stuff together. You sometimes have to tape your leads down. You've got to make sure they're nice and safe. Sometimes your mic stand breaks. You've got to wrap loads and loads of tape around it. Totally. Make sure you've got that. Extra strong mints. Have a packet of them in your car, because when you start getting a bit tired, we've talked about this before, make sure you've bang a couple in at once, and all of a sudden you're wide awake. 3 a.m, your mouth's burning, you're thinking, my God, I'm never going to sleep. That's the point of it, okay? Have auto pause, all right? If you're using backing tracks, or you're using a mini disc, or whatever you're using for your backing tracks, have auto pause, so that at the end of the song stops, you're not dashing across the stage to press stop before the next song starts. We are fiercely protective of this business. If you're not a full band with drums and everything like that, and you're working as a duo or you're working as a solo artist, you have to try as much as you can to suggest that it's live, or as live as it can be. Yes, your guitar should be live. Yes, your vocals should be live, or anything else, you know, mouth organs and things like that. But at the end of the song, you don't want to continually keep walking across the stage and pressing stop and dicking around on your phone or your track. So you try and have your set list sorted out. Auto pause, you finish the song, you stood at the mic, it looks nice and solid, looks like the band have stopped behind you. And it just keeps things a little bit more professional, I would guess. Okay, another thing that all grass musicians should have is a floor tuner. Get a floor tuner, one that cuts your signal. Do not be standing there live in a pub and just standing there and going, how annoying is that? You're in a pub somewhere. Get a floor tuner so it's done quietly. And then when you do strum your guitar afterwards and it's perfectly in tune, then you're all ready to go and get on with your job. Of course, my guitar is in tune because I'm a professional. There you go. But don't mess around tuning while your guitar's plugged into the PA still or its amp. backing music for your breaks. You need to have that sometimes. It's nice, and particularly, also, I didn't tell you this, all right? You didn't hear it here, but if you want to get out of there at the end of the night and you don't want to play too many encores, make sure you've got some backing music ready when you go, thanks very much, good night, your backing music kicks in. Because they'll shout for more for about 5 seconds, then realise you're not doing more because you put the backing music on. Time to get out of there. But also, in your breaks, it's nice to just say, thanks very much. We're off for a little breaky now. You don't have to say breaky. But you just say, we're off for a little break now. And we'll play a little bit of music for you while we're taking a break. So have some backing music. That is important. Flight cases. Try and get flight cases. Get harder cases, really. Soft cases are fine if it's just, you know, you and your car, but once you start working in a band and you're throwing that stuff around, or you'll always get some drunken Tony at the end of the night. Nothing against anybody called Tony, but you're always called Tony. Hi, I'm Tony. Can I help you with anything? Tony comes staggering out, three sheets to the wind with a guitar in each hand. You go, oh my God. So get them in flight cases, because the good thing about flight cases, you can stack them up. You can't do that with soft cases. The don't really lend themselves to it. So flight cases, you can get a couple of guitars on top of each other safely and nice and solidly, all right, without any aggravation or without anything breaking. Nothing's foolproof, but as much as you can do for that. Like I said, these are random anyway. Water. Make sure you've got some bottles of water, or everyone's got a bottle of water on that stage, because it's very, very hot. But keep the damn lid on it, all right? Don't just leave it standing on the PA with it wide open. Get bottles of water with lids. The amount of times I've seen bands with a pint on the top of their amp. All right, 99 times out of 100, it's not going to happen. But it's only going to happen once. You spill that pint, it goes in your amp, you've knackered it up. What are you going to do? So there you go. Have a box of wet wipes. Now, it's not because someone's going to need their nappy changed. It's because someone's going to come up and say, do you mind if we use your microphone to make an announcement? Or can we use your microphone to call the bingo? And if they're Chris from Southend-on-Sea and they want to use your microphone, chances are when you get it back, you're going to have to ring that mother out. So have some wet wipes that when Chris hands you the microphone back after 6 and 4, 64, you can just give it a bit of a wipe over. Unscrew it, wipe it out inside, wipe it off on the top, have some wet wipes. If you can't have wet wipes, have a spare mic that Chris can then plug into. You just say, oh, can we use your microphone? Yes, no problem at all. There you go. Let me set this one up, because this microphone is set up for me. So let me give you one that's set up for you. Spare lead, spare microphone. Chris can call the bingo all night, play your cards right, and then at the end of the night, he gives you your microphone back. He hasn't slobbered all over it. Because if he's going to slobber, right, you might as well grab hold of Chris and give him an absolute Frenchy kiss in the corner, because that's technically what you're doing, right? You're slobbering all over your microphone, then he's slobbering all over your microphone. You might as well just go out with Chris, all right, because it's easier. Again, they're not always Chris, but Chris lends itself to that voice. So make sure you got a spare mic and a lead for somebody who wants to make announcements. Even if they're not Chris and they're very, very well spoken, you don't want them using your microphone, all right? Okay, here's one. Have some long screws. As in, I know what you're thinking, right? You need a couple of long screws, because you know at some point where those speaker stands, they've got those little things that sit in that keep it, that adjust the height. You know you're going to lose one, or you know it's going to be in the back of the van. So just have a couple of long screws that will sit in there and take the place of them whenever they're not working. I've seen so many bands. My brother is the worst for that. He'll turn up and he's got a long screw stuck in it. Unbelievable. How he works, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know where anybody books him, seriously. I'm still associated with him. I say that tongue-in-cheek because he's bloody good at what he does. But, yeah. Oh, goodness me. But have some long screws, because they're going to take the place of the height-adjusting, I don't know what you call them, things on your stands. Have some paracetamol. All right, take that with you because you're going to be driving back late night. Sometimes your eyes are tired, pounding head. My God, that can be, you know, it's a nightmare when you're trying to drive back. So try and take some paracetamol with you because that's important. But there ain't nothing like music to give you a headache as well. If you've been on it all day or you don't feel well and you go live with your band and you're playing, my goodness me, the pounding of the band behind you will give you a headache. But make sure you got some paracetamol because then at least you can take something or Profen, whatever, you know, but something that's good for headaches. Ever wanted to play guitar? 10-minute tutorials. Now on YouTube, Beginner's Guitar. Marcus takes you through the early stages, tuning, basic chords and strum patterns to start you on your journey. Further information, go to www.innovationstudios.com. All right, back to our list of essential stuff that people should have. Grassroots musicians should have. A torch. Make sure you got a torch, whether it's on your phone, whether it's in the van, whether it's in your car, whatever. Make sure you got a torch because sometimes you might be playing a venue and they kill all the lights. If you're playing a theatre or something, all the lights are killed and you're going to need a little bit of light just to find your way to the stage if you're behind the curtain before the curtain's open. Also, when you're loading, you want to be able to look where you're walking. You know, you be careful with stuff like that. You want to know that stuff's going down. I do know people who have got like torches that sit on headbands, but I don't know if I quite want to go down that route. But you can get the torch that sits on like a headband, but you just need a torch, all right? Just so you can see where everything is, because otherwise it can be an absolute nightmare to see where you're going in some of these places. And I've driven home with water coming out my lace holes where I've trod in massive puddles and I wish I'd have had a torch just to see where I was. Have a voice app recording or a voice recording app on your phone so you can get those little demos out of yourselves. Get them on there or so you can record something. Just if you get a little idea, if you sat around with your guitar or you're trying to have it. Always have a voice recording app to get a rough demo. That's always useful. Vocal zones. Make sure you singers, you've got vocal zones or something like that that will just be good for sore throats and to stop you struggling with stuff like that. So get some of those. Also, try and get a cloud account, whether it's pCloud or something like that. As what you can do sometimes is, for those of you who've got your backing tracks on your phones, pCloud is, I use pCloud, so I'm advertising it. I don't get anything from them. But I've put my backing tracks on there. So worst case scenario, if I turn up somewhere and my phone dies and something and there's no way of getting my tracks, I can ask somebody, can I just borrow your phone for 5 minutes so I can download these tracks from the cloud? And then I've got them, and I can put them on, you know, or if my mum's with me, I'll just say, can I put these on your phone? Sign into your cloud account and get your backing tracks off of there. So try and get yourself a cloud account because that's pretty useful. Have a fan or a towel as well up there because you've got a lot of sweat sometimes. Obviously not with the weather being the way it is at the moment, but you get pretty hot in there. You need to have a bit of a fan up there, get a bit of cool on you. And have a towel just to wipe your arms down or wipe your head between songs because that's handy to have when you're trying to sweat your balls off on a Saturday night. But have a towel just to also have a glass, all right? If you've got a bottle of water, a big bottle of water up there, don't be swigging a big bottle of water out of a great big bottle. Pour it into a glass. Look a bit classy, people. Come on, you're entertaining now. You wouldn't have got Frank Sinatra singing My Way and then swigging out of a bottle of Evian. You'd have had, well, you probably didn't, don't think he ever drank water. Have hydrogen drums, which is a cheap free program, which is pretty useful. And it's that you're able to program drums when you're working on your demos or you're working in hotels, and it's pretty accessible these days. That's something that everybody should have. It's not necessarily something you should have on the road, but it's something that's useful to have, as is Audacity, which is really useful for downloading tracks, or for mixing your stuff, or for just sometimes making your songs a bit faster or speeding them up. Some of the websites, like Karaoke Version, you should have that. That's another thing you should have. That's where you get your backing tracks from. But they have a way of, you can download the track as a mixed track. But if you download each of the tracks individually as WAVs or MP3 and then load it onto Audacity, you then have control over mixing the whole track, left and right and everything. You have more control. And they actually do suggest that on their website. So it's not like I'm breaking the rules there. Cakewalk Home Studio 9, which is about 25 years old. Doesn't cost anything. You can get it for nothing. But good for mixing MIDIs. For those of you who still want to use MIDIs or still want to program basic drums, that's quite useful to have. As is a pretty decent sound card for recording, that's always handy to have. Now, things you should have in your bag: an XLR to jack adapter. All right, because chances are you're going to turn up somewhere. You might turn up and I might say, oh, we can go through our system, or we can take a line from your system into ours. And you've only got XLRs lead. So all of a sudden, it's a jack plug. So have an adapter that then makes your XLR into a jack. So you can then go through their system, or you can change a few things around. They don't cost very much, but they're handy to have. Other things you should have in your bag: if you're going to use extension leads with surge protection on them, all right? Don't have any where the leads are hanging out. Don't have any where they look dodgy. Don't have any that have been used a million times. Maybe get a 4. Some people use a 6. I wouldn't go any further than that, really, although sometimes I use an 8, but it's a surge protected one. It just helps you to stay professional. It just prevents a few things that you might not have to cash in, like public liability insurance. You should have public liability insurance. Okay, now I'm not selling you insurance. I'm telling you, it's £70 a year, £6 a month, but you're covered up to £5 million. If you walk into a pub somewhere, your band are playing, you're responsible for that. If something happens and you blow the electrics to that pub, you need to make sure you're covered, okay? And also, public liability means if you drop a speaker on somebody's head while you're setting up, which again, I don't suggest you do, no matter how much these people might occasionally wind you up, you're covered insurance-wise, okay? So make sure that you've got everything. Part of that is also a PAT certificate. Get your stuff checked electrically, so that you have a certificate that all of your stuff is checked year after year after year. It's a pain in the ass, but it saves a lot of aggravation. Most of the places that you play, if they ask you for a PAT certificate, they're doing it for insurance reasons. They're doing it for safety reasons. So be safe. Get an electrician in. It's £1.50 an item. Just your PA, anything that's got a plug. PA, mixer, your speakers if they've got a plug, your mini disc if it's got a plug, your phone if it's got a plug, any effects, probably get it done for like probably 70 or 80 quid. But most of these places, particularly if you're doing corporate stuff, weddings, stuff like that, they want PAT testing and they want public liability. So you should have that. Also, likewise, you should have business cards. Get on to who are they? There's a business place online, do business cards. And you know what? For the life of me, it's gone. But there's plenty of places online that you can get business cards made very cheaply, very easily. And then you've got them. If somebody says you've got a card, hand it out. Don't be scribbling your number down on a piece of paper. It looks rubbish. Be professional. Act professional. Have a card. You can get them very, very cheaply these days. On Vista Print, that's it. Go to Vista Print and get some cards sorted out. Okay. Also, make sure you've got Bluetooth. Everybody's got that these days, but Bluetooth is handy for a number of things, just swapping things around. Sometimes some speakers are Bluetooth these days as well, so make sure you've got Bluetooth. Everybody's pretty much got that. Get some hand sanitizer. Nothing to do with COVID, really. It's more to do with protecting yourself. You don't want to get a cold. People wiping their nose all night, come and shake hands with you. At the end of the night, just give it a quick go over with that before you start driving. And then you try and cover yourself. Because if you get a cold, he won't care that he shook your hand. But if the next night you can't work, he's cost you 200 quid. So try and stay safe. Try and stay healthy. And that's a little way of doing it. It's something that's a hangover from the COVID. But every time I play a show, whether it's a care home or a pub, and at the end of the night I've been shaking a load of hands, I just sanitize my hands before I get going. Just because I don't want to pass on any germs. You can still get colds if you get in a lift and someone sneezes in your face. Bad luck, you're going to get a cold. But if you can avoid it, try and avoid it. Okay, fuses. You should have some fuses in your bag. Just in case you're playing a show and a fuse goes in one of your plugs. So take some 13 amps, take some 5s and take some 3s. Just have a little box because chances are when something blows, it's usually a fuse. And in the break, you can say, okay, you know, because you should have a spare mixer anyway to get you out of trouble, right? We've talked about this before. This is why I haven't said spare guitars, spare strings, you know, stuff like that. Although spare strings, have a spare guitar strap. That's always handy to have. But this is why I say it. You know, you should have a spare mixer. You should have, things like that anyway. But, yes, pot noodle. Yay. Make sure you've got a pot noodle if you're staying in travel lodges, because if they're not attached to a pub, you're going to want to eat something. And usually, to be fair, there's usually a place nearby that's got a meal deal. You can normally get a meal deal from somewhere, from one of the garages or something like that. But pot noodle, it doesn't have to be pot noodle, all right? It's not overly popular in my circle, but something like that, that is travel lodge food. If you're absolutely starving and you didn't bring your metal fork, so your plastic fork fell apart in your kebab and you haven't eaten properly, then you need to eat something when you get back. That's if you haven't got a cool box full of sandwiches and cold drinks to save you a bloody fortune on the road. Get your mum to fill up a cool box with a load of stuff that you can take with you. A few sandwiches, couple of buns, that sort of stuff. A few chocolate bars. But little things like that, just take a few things with you, because the trouble is you stop at services. I don't think they realize that, they just say, well, cheese is very rare here, you know, seven quid for a cheese roll. You go, well, 7 quid for a cheese roll. Yeah. Cheese is very, very rare in these services, mate. I'm in Rochester. Yeah, I know, but you know, it's very rare here. Okay. Fair enough. Have a Red Bull or some Pro Plus, which should be in a cool bag. Take a can of Red Bull or Pro Plus just to give you a bit of a caffeine kick. Because I've talked about this before. If you stop at a garage and you decide you want to get a coffee at 2 o'clock in the morning, that stuff doesn't kick in. You have the coffee, you carry on driving home being half asleep. You get home about 5 o'clock, you're still half asleep. You get home, you unload, you're still half asleep. You creep up the stairs, trying not to wake the missus up, trying not to wake the baby up. You're still half asleep. You're desperate to get into your bed. You lay down in your bed. You pull the blankets up. Bing! The coffee kicks in. You're awake till 8 o'clock in the morning, looking at your phone, waking her up, waking the baby up, swearing and cursing. So if you're going to have it just before you leave so it kicks in about 3 hours later, or have it during the gig. I know everyone always says about it, and coffee wakes you up and stops you from sleeping. Not for hours. They always say you shouldn't have coffee after about 5 o'clock. That's how long it takes to kick in. So if you're going to want to be awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I think it's rubbish anyway, personally. You know, I think, because I have a cup of tea every night before I go to bed, there's as much caffeine as that as there is in coffee, and I still sleep all right. So I think if you're used to it, it doesn't matter. It's like what people say, if they drink coffee, they can't sleep, but I'm the opposite. If I'm asleep, I just can't drink coffee. Innovation Studios hoodies, many colours and sizes available. Our logo proudly emblazoned on the front. The back can be personalised with your name or your nickname, or anything you want, as long as it isn't too shocking. Click to order online, www.innovationstudios.com. Sorry, always love that gag. So have some of that. Have a change of clothes for afterwards as well. Not a big, doesn't have to be a big change of clothes, you know, but maybe have a jumper to put on. I know in the summer you want to drive home with the steam coming off if you're like a horse that's just finished the National. But that is really not the way to go about it. You need to wrap up warm after shows. Your body's, if you've been in somewhere, you've been sweating up, your body's taken a bit of a pounding. You need to keep warm. Otherwise, you will get a chill. You will be rough the next day. You'll probably get a cold or a cough or something like that. And what I said earlier, protect yourself. So for the sake of it, take that soaking wet dress or that soaking wet shirt off and put a jumper on or something that's a bit warmer. I know you're driving home in the summer, so maybe, but just a dry, something dry to put on. Otherwise, you're putting yourself at risk from getting chills and stuff like that. I don't want anybody to get rough out there. Get a trolley as well. Sometimes a fold-up trolley is quite handy if you turn up at a gig and I go, there's the stage, and you have to adjust your glasses to see where it is. So sometimes little fold-away trolley, or what they call a sack barra, you can get them for about 25, 30 quid. They just fold up themselves, ironically, and sit in the corner. But then if you suddenly got to walk the stuff miles, you can get two speakers on a sack barra, get it in, get the stuff in a lot quicker. Don't get in the drummer's way, though. I said that last week. Have a laptop, a Mac or a PC, but most people have got those these days. But obviously for backing tracks, for mixing backing tracks, for emails and stuff like that, for ordering your business cards. And also for setting up a YouTube channel and a Facebook page, which every single person should have. Whether it's a little business, whether it's a band, have your own social media site, whether it's a Facebook page, whether it's a YouTube channel that you just have little interviews with the band, or you gotta be careful with copyright. If you're a covers band, you gotta be careful about what you put on there, but you know, they'll soon throw you out if you've got it wrong. SM58, well, that's technical, but that's the microphone that has been the industry standard for about 40-50 years, maybe. SM58. Have some headphones with you. You don't want to hear your mate's music. Tell him to stick the headphones on. All right, playing that crap on his phone. So you want to have your headphones because you want to get in your own world. You want to, you know, sometimes you just want to listen to stuff, or you want to listen to your podcast, close your eyes on the way, things like that. Another one is have a stage plan. Draw up a stage plan. Some of these places, they don't always have it, but if you've got a stage plan, it's literally just a square for where the drummer will be, a circle for where the guitar players will stand, and the square where the amps will be at the back. And then basically it's just, you can hand it to the sound man and go, that's my setup. You don't have to have it, but some people will ask you for a stage plan. So always try and set up the same and have a stage plan so you know where you are. There are a couple of honourable mentions here. One of them was a kazoo. Have a kazoo with you because you never know when you're going to need a trumpet. I don't know. I don't know about that one. whether anyone's going to suddenly need a trumpet, but they reckon that's something that's worth having, because always handy. I'm not sure on that, a kazoo. Strange one, but there you go. And the last one, get an app for McDonald's or Greggs or something like that. Chances are you're going to be traveling home. You haven't got your money yet because it's backs. Everything's backs these days. They don't want you to have cash anymore, do they? No, we're outlawed. We don't want anybody to have cash anymore. The bastards, they want to keep an eye on every single penny you're spending, and they want to know where you are and what you're spending. They're worse than your mum used to be. I want to know where you are. You give me three rings. That's what's going to happen in the end. If you spend cash, you're going to have to give them three rings to say, I've spent cash somewhere. So chances are, if you're driving back from somewhere and you haven't got any cash on you, have an app for Greggs, for McDonald's or something like that, where you can add money to it and then use that and just flash that on there. But everybody does that anyway these days, and everybody uses their card or debit cards anyway. But that was just an honourable mention, because I've been caught short a few times where I needed something to eat and suddenly thought, oh, you know, that's handy. I've got 20 quid on this app. And some places that don't take cash anymore. Places are becoming cashless. It's madness. It's absolute madness. Don't get me started on it. Look, we've had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun, putting these things. These are essential things that people should have. If you're travelling up and down the UK, or if you're going out on a Friday night to entertain Fred and Marjorie at the Batley Social Working Men's ex-serviceman's club. Take some stuff with you. Make sure you've got a towel so it don't get too hot. Make sure you've got some water. Make sure you've got antifreeze because you've got to get home. Make sure you've got a rubbish sack for the back of that van because it's a jungle. Listen, I'll be back next week with some more Q&A, but this week was basically me just having some fun. I hope you liked it. Next week, I'll be travelling back from Cleethorpes, where I'm doing some work. So I'll look forward to your company then. I'll do it. Try and get a little podcast in before then. Until then, take care of yourselves. This is Marcus signing off. Bye-bye for now.